everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that's hiding under your bed. Boo! I'm your host, Pete Pollack, and this week on the show, Gandhi. And, well, I got a lot to say about Gandhi, so I'm not going to blow it in the intro. Stay tuned. It's good music, huh? Never get to hear the music enough anyway. So Gandhi is, as I thought about this movie after watching it, I'm thinking about bacon. And I'm thinking about broccoli. And I'm thinking of Mike Royko column years ago, if you've ever read that guy. He's a columnist for the Tribune, Chicago Tribune. And he wrote a column that pointed out that it was about dieting. And he said, here's a great idea for a diet, and it would totally work. Anything you enjoy eating, you shouldn't, because it's bad for you. And anything you don't enjoy eating is good for you. So just eat things you don't like, and you'll lose weight, and you'll be healthier. And there's a lot to be said for this. It's kind of true when you think about bacon and broccoli and lettuce and hamburgers and pizza and all this stuff. All the good stuff that's fun to eat, gonna kill you, totally. Gandhi is the exception to that metaphor, if I may say so. And what I mean is that it is both good for you and enjoyable. As a film, Gandhi, of course, is based on a true story. The life of Mohandas Gandhi, who started off as a simple lawyer in England and became the leader of a nation and in many ways a world leader. And we get to watch most of that transformation in this movie condensed into about 3 hours. So, of course, there's a lot of things that are omitted or, you know, compressed. That's fine. You know, you got to make a movie and you have to make it work. But it's an exciting film. It's powerful and moving, and it is darn good for you. As I watched this movie, I was thinking how much Gandhi's leadership reminded me in no way whatsoever of our own political leaders that we have today. He's thoughtful, he's wise, he's humble. And when you listen to all the, you know, I'll try not to get on the soapbox too much here. But when you listen to all the inflamed rhetoric that's on TV, on the news, and all these sound bites and everything that's on the internet and all the yelling that people are doing at each other, and you think, wow, it was only like 60 or 70 years ago that we had a guy, or well, India had a guy, more correctly, but the world had a guy that was totally different from that. That was very strong about his principles, and they weren't just made up. Sometimes they were very difficult for him to adhere to, but he did adhere to them, and it wasn't just about telling people what they wanted to hear. It was great. So you watch this, and it's inspirational and disappointing all at the same time. But I would go so far as to say that this film is a must-see for everybody. And of course, that makes it a buy-it. But you know, even more than that, it's the kind of a thing that you, there's a lot of history involved, and it, you know, when I talk about the serious parts of it, it almost seems like it might be kind of boring and pompous, but there's a lot of great human moments in this film. Okay. This was a guy who really cared about the stuff that he believed in, and you get to see him when he's disappointed, when things aren't going as planned. You get to see him joking around with reporters. He was a great people person. You don't get to be a world leader, any kind of a world leader, even a bad one, without being a people person. And he definitely had that going for him. He was beloved by, you know, in India, there were essentially three major forces going on at that time, at least, you know, according to the movie. You've got the British who were, you know, overseeing everything, who were a colonial power. And he spends most of his life trying to get the British out of India. And then you've got the Muslims and the Hindus, who were the two biggest groups in India. And Gandhi wasn't really beloved by the British, although the movie points out that he was somewhat beloved by British people back home, but he certainly wasn't beloved by the British colonial power. And he was also beloved, he was a Hindu, but he was beloved by the Hindus and the Muslims. And they both really respected him. And how often in the world do you see something like that, where you've got two groups that, you know, maybe don't really like each other all that much or have their problems, and yet they can find a leader who they so respect because he so obviously cares about the welfare of both groups that they both listen to him, even if they may be on opposite sides on a lot of issues. So this is just a movie that opens dynamically with Gandhi being thrown off a, well, actually it opens with Gandhi's assassination, which even when I saw this film years and years ago, I thought, well, that makes perfect sense because, you know, he gets assassinated. If you know anything about his story, you know, he gets assassinated and it's a very tragic event. So they open with that and then they carry on right through from his early days as a lawyer when he's riding around first class. He's not in a loincloth. He's, you know, he's a very proper British gentleman in a lot of ways, although from India, but he's been educated in London. He gets thrown off a train in South Africa for riding in first class, for being black and riding in first class. Of course, you know, there's a whole lot of wrongs just with that statement and concept on any number of levels. And that kind of starts his activism. And you see him making a point and bringing people together. And it's a powerful, moving film all the way around. And I have so much I want to say about it, I almost can't say anything at all because it's just brilliant. Ben Kingsley is Gandhi, and he gives, in my opinion, the performance of a lifetime. And Ben Kingsley's been a great actor in a lot of things over the years, in a lot of different things, things that are very different from playing Gandhi. And I didn't realize how young he was when he made this film because he plays an older Gandhi through most of the movie, and obviously he's still around and doing things. So he's obviously very young when he made this, and he's just brilliant. You almost feel bad for him because he maybe gave the performance of his career at an early age. You know, you got nowhere to go but down. I don't know. I he's done a lot of great stuff, but Gandhi really is a signature role for him. And I guess any actor would love to have that happen at any point in his career. But you watch this and it's just brilliant. Really, everybody, the whole cast all the way across the board is great. Richard Attenborough directed this, and apparently this was a lifelong dream of his to try and make a movie about Gandhi. And it shows. You can tell that he really cared about the subject and the photography, everything. Just across the board, this is a 4-star film. I can't say enough good things about it. And it's good for you. So it's enjoyable and it's good for you. Get the family together. Watch it. Watch it by yourself. Whatever you have to do. But get a copy of this. Check it out. Highly, highly, highly recommended. It's Gandhi. Next week on the show, Terms of Endearment. Well, there it is, Terms of Endearment. Well, maybe it's good. I don't know. I never saw Terms of Endearment. It's got Albert Brooks in it. And Shirley MacLaine, she's a good actress. A little bit of a nut, but, you know, good actress. Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito. Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Mikhail Baryshnikov. Never saw a movie with Mikhail Baryshnikov that I didn't like. And I've only seen, like, one other movie that he was in. But it was a good one. Anyway, so we'll find out if it was any good next week. Terms of Endearment. I am and remain Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Have a good week, everybody.